Hello, I'm here with Wayne Bennett. He's the National Partnership Director for HALO, and today he's going to talk to us about Home Reach. Wayne, thank you so much for joining us from Cornwall today.
Thank you, Viola. Thank you very much.
So if I could start by asking you, what would your message to house builders be in these really worrying times?
Yes, no, absolutely. As the Labour of the News said, these are unprecedented times at the moment, but all I can say really would be simply, the message would be to stay calm and hang in there, really, because one thing that we've seen through our own marketing and research teams is the demand that's slowly building at the moment. We're seeing our own leads that are coming from potential house buying customers increase day after day after day. And I think that's a combination, really, of what the pandemic is actually doing. It's causing potential house buyers, customers, people in general, just to stop with their day-to-day lives, really, and just take a breather and sort of look around them and work out what's going on. And I think that combined with, being in their homes with their families, many of them with young children, they're suddenly looking around and thinking, do you know what, this home is getting a little bit too small, or that there are less rooms than I would like right now, to function properly. And I guess they're sort of stopping, taking a deep breath and thinking, do you know what, when this crisis sort of eases up and we get back to some kind of normality, I really need to go out there and find a home that fits, and not just me, but fits my family as well. And we've seen that, like I'd say, mirrored through our sales leads that are increasing every day. And for me, that sort of really dictates that demand is slowly building, so that when we do come out the other side of this, I think there will be a flurry of would-be home buyers that will be visiting our sort of house builder partners' sales offices with a view to finding that home that fits and moving on. So I guess my advice to house builders will be, like the rest of us, that's hang in there, stay calm, because ultimately people will still need to be buying homes, that they've still got growing families, and that need fundamentally will still be underpinning their desire to secure a new home.
Brilliant. And how is HALO responding to the crisis?
Yes, absolutely. We obviously, it was a shock to our business as well when this happened, and we had to readjust fairly quickly. What I would say to give confidence to our partners in house building is that we're still at full strength and capability. So from the point of view of day-to-day operations, we haven't furloughed any of our team in any of the disciplines within the business. So with the view that we'll need to be on hand to support our colleagues out there at the moment. We've obviously, like everybody, including you, are working from home at the moment, but we've developed enough tech, and like everybody, all of a sudden discovered the benefits of Zoom, FaceTime, etc., to keep us, close to the coalface, so to speak. We're all there, so our various disciplines within HALO, obviously myself and my team dealing directly with the house builders, we're fully available. Equally, our teams that deal with our joint customers, they're still on hand as well. They're actually putting a bit more time and staying in more regular contact with our customers than normal, both to reassure them, but also to help the house builders by having somebody there staying in touch with our joint customers. So, I mean, equally, our marketing teams, are there on hand as well. We're actually investing more money into marketing because, as we said earlier, we're recommending sort of an increased marketing budget to cope with the demand that we're seeing out there at the moment. So we are, it's particularly sort of social media. People are at home at the moment and are regularly surfing the net and social media. So we're investing a lot of money into social marketing, such as obviously Facebook campaigns, etc. So I think that the message really to the house builders from HALO is that we're still here for you, ladies and gents, and equally, we're open for business, very much open for business.
Can you tell us a little about Home Reach, which I understand has had quite a surge in demand in recent weeks?
Yes, absolutely. Well, to take a little bit more detail, Home Reach as such, as we've been around with Home Reach now for a good couple of years out in the marketplace, working with all of the sort of major house builders, but also some of the smaller ones as well. It's based around affordability for would-be house buying customers. It's very akin to the Help to Buy scheme, and the fact that scheme was devised that if you couldn't quite afford a whole home, you could definitely afford 80% of one. This is based on what was a very old way of buying. Shared ownership as such came around in the 1960s and was brought into play by the government to re-engage sort of, middle-class workforce to be able to afford their own home. But actually, shared ownership over the last couple of years has been very much modernised, and it's our sort of scheme. You could buy any share of your home between 25 and 75%. But actually, on average, people are trading and buying a 50% share, which in effect means they are sort of part by part rent, buying half a home and then renting the other half. The good thing about HomeReach is that, of course, people can what they call staircase out at any time that they want. So as their affordability gets better for them, maybe post paternity and maternity, as incomes improve, they can choose to buy larger chunks of their home, of the bit that they're renting, until in the end they can actually buy all of it, and at that point they can staircase out, and the freehold of that property will automatically revert to them, and they can do that at any time with no penalties at all to Halo, to us, and it's just a way for someone to secure their own home. Ultimately, house prices have increased dramatically, and that will always be there, and has been over the decades, but this sort of re-engages people's salaries and their incomes with those house prices, and for a lot of people who can't afford to buy a whole home, they can certainly afford to buy half of one. We do that with support from the government, so we are getting grant support through Homes England, obviously the housing arm of the government, and with that we put that together to an offer to the house builders to secure their properties into a portfolio. And then that portfolio can then get offered out on site and sold in the normal way by the house builders, same as they do with Help to Buy, to customers. And at the minute, it's based on affordability. For every person that can afford to buy, say, a £200,000 home with Help to Buy, there are three more that can buy on HomeReach on an average of a 50% share. That's a little bit about HomeReach.
Fantastic. So how could HomeReach support house builders once this crisis has abated?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the way that we can support house builders is that it's additional route to market. It's for all those people who can't afford quite to buy in the normal way outright, with just a deposit, or for those people who can't still afford to do it with Help to Buy. There's a third way, which is HomeReach. As we mentioned earlier as well, all these leads at the minute that through this process that we're seeing, we're constantly qualifying and re-qualifying to the point that when the house builders do open their doors, I think there's going to be a significant flurry of people who are pre-qualified and ready to secure that new home. What we're trying to do is to work with those customers that we've been receiving virtually and call them and talk to them about the sites that are available and what HomeReach the product can do for them. Equally as important is that actually mortgage lenders are very comfortable with the HomeReach product and are very supportive of it. And of course, because it's such a low loan to value for the mortgage provider, there are lots of them that are willing to lend on this and at very competitive rates as well. And of course, the other thing for would-be customers is that actually they're only having to find a deposit to purchase half a home, as opposed to a full one. So that's half the deposit they would normally have to find. And equally, the government have supported this as well by actually making the all HomeReach stamp duty exempt. So for someone who's looking to get out of rented and purchase their own home, they're only actually having to find half the deposit they would normally have to find, and equally no stamp duty. So it's a way of enfranchising lots of people who normally either couldn't afford to buy a home in its entirety, but equally those who haven't got a lot of funds in the bank, and that's hopefully will open up the market for the house builders.
So what action can house builders take during the lockdown?
Well, I think as with our own customers, I think the house builders, along with many of us, are sort of sitting down and thinking, what's this going to look like? How are we going to come out the other side of this, and how can we plan? I think speaking to a lot of my colleagues and peers in the house building sort of sector, that's exactly where they are at the minute. They're looking at re-forecasting and re-budgeting for the future to try and work out what's going to come, you know, how it's going to look like on the other side. What I would say is it's probably, you know, we're all having to think a little bit left field at the minute with regards to how our businesses look and how we engage with our customers. And now's the perfect opportunity, really, to look at, for the house builders, you know, what they're building and what they're forecasting to sell. And I think it's a perfect opportunity now, really, to take stock, maybe look at some of the homes that they're building and think about allocating that into a portfolio for Home Reach so that they've got really another string to their bow when we come out the other side, so that it isn't just the normal way of buying a home that's available for people. There is another way, and that's through Home Reach. So I would say pick up the phone to myself and my team or email us, and actually we can have a chat with you. We can brief you on the sort of homes that we're looking for and the sort of homes that are in demand for Home Reach, and also how we can help and support you as well. So I think it's a perfect time to look at what you've got and see how Halo, but more importantly, how Home Reach product can help you sell more houses on the other side.
Wayne, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem at all. Thank you very much.